In Mexico, lawmakers are debating one of the touchiest subjects in the country today, whether to open up the nation's state oil monopoly to foreign investors. Ever since the oil industry was nationalized back in the 1930s, Mexico's control of this precious resource has been a symbol of national pride. But with oil prices rising and revenues down, the president has made modernizing the oil company Pemex his number one priority. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, not everyone is happy about it.
The Capitol's tree-lined Reforma Boulevard has been closed for days in front of the Senate building. Police in riot gear stand guard behind 10-foot-tall metal barriers.
Vivimos en un país aparentemente hay democracia. No es democracia.
Protester Minelva Quintana Mendoza points to the line of police. We supposedly live in a democracy, she says, but when lawmakers hide behind walls and refuse to hear the people, there is no democracy. She and the hundreds who have been out in front of the building for days listen to fiery speeches about the dangers of privatizing Pemex.
No queremos. Les exigimos que no se aprueben.
We can't let them pass the reform, says this man.
En beneficio del pueblo de México.
If we do, only the rich corporations will benefit, not the Mexican people. This is a popular perception in Mexico, where nationalistic pride in the state oil company is strong and has long trumped calls for privatization. But this year, the plan has gained momentum and is the key reform in President Enrique Peña Nieto's aggressive economic agenda. Pemex's revenues are dismal as oil output has dropped 25% since peaking in 2004. And when oil profits fund a third of the national budget, something has to give, says Juan Pardines of IMCO, a non-governmental think tank. Pardines says Mexico does not have the expertise or capital to go after Mexico's oil in deep waters or in its vast shale reserves.
It's really hard to find in the world a country which has a closed energy sector as Mexico has.
Pardines says even North Korea and Cuba partner with other countries.
And when Fidel Castro starts to teach you lessons on how the free market works, then you might have a problem, and we do have a problem.
But just what the oil reform package will look like is unknown. Mexico's left, which wanted limited reforms, pulled out of the discussions, and the conservative right is pushing for a more open plan with foreign companies given concessions. If the past is any indicator, Mexico analyst George Grayson at the College of William and Mary says it's unlikely the government will pass a reform that can revitalize the state monopoly and serve the best interests of the people.
Mexico has a long history of signing treaties, passing legislation, and yet you find at the end of the day that this is just a kabuki dance, that the actual goals aren't achieved.
That's definitely the sentiment of the protesters outside the Senate building. Angel Lopez Chora says Mexicans have been told before they must modernize with foreign investment, only to see them shut out of the profits.
Hay muchísimo capital. Nosotros entendemos que México es un país rico en todos sus aspectos.
He says there's a lot of capital here. Mexico is rich in many ways. But he says the politicians abuse those riches for their own gain. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to All Things Considered.